Hello, my name is Mary Mack. I'm the Executive Director of ACEDS, the Association of Certified eDiscovery Specialists, and I want to welcome you to the ACEDS webinar channel for some breaking news in the podcast form. We have with us the two principals of some of our favorite affiliates who have now joined forces. We have Bob Pose, the President and CEO of Exact Data Discovery, known affectionately as XDD. And we also have David Barrett, the CEO of QDiscovery, and there are some very interesting happenings with the two of these organizations. And Bob, why don't you tell us what you just did?
Well, thank you, Mary. Appreciate you having us here today. And I don't think it was anything more than just following suit on our plans for the eDiscovery space. So there's a lot of consolidation going on in the vertical. And it's something that we've been working towards over the last half dozen years. And as we were introduced to QDiscovery, probably as far back as a couple of years ago, we've just stayed in touch and watched each other's company grow and got to know each other and understand what the goals and aspirations were of the companies. And the more we got to know each other, it was clear that the cultural fit was almost perfect. I mean, I think that we look at both the organizations and the entrepreneurial spirit that exists and the willingness to overachieve at any turn with client satisfaction, the service offering, the financial or the geographic reach, everything just kind of lined up. And the people lined up. It was an exciting financial opportunity. And I think we couldn't be more excited to put that behind us and join forces with the QDiscovery team and welcoming David to our executive team as well with Exact Data Discovery.
So David, we interviewed you when you were working with Evidocs, and culture was very, very important in that acquisition as well. Can you talk a little bit about what you see in the XDD culture that's resonating with you?
Yeah, absolutely, and my thanks as well, Mary, for having us here today. Yeah, I mean, Bob talked about culture already, and you know, you mentioned the Evidocs acquisition that QDiscovery did about 6 or 7 months ago, and that was front and center for us in trying to find someone to join our company and strengthen our company. That particular one was in the Boston market, and I think a lot of it's the same. It's kind of interesting I'm on the other side of the fence this time, but I could not be more excited about this. I've gotten to know Bob and the executive team, you know, pretty well, and a number of the people in business development and client service over at XDD, and I can tell you that we think this is an ideal fit for QDiscovery. And as far as, you know, my role in this whole process, I viewed it as I wanted to find the right landing place, you know, for Q, and I am pretty certain that I found it here with XDD. So we're really excited. There's so many synergies that we have. You know, Bob mentioned geographic fit. You know, I think we really complement each other on the geographic fit. Probably the biggest thing, though, goes back to that culture and culture of service and clients. You know, neither one of the organizations forget that we every day are a service organization. We leverage technology, but what we do best is we service clients. And, you know, I think maybe in our industry right now, I might even say that, you know, a few have lost their way, you know, with that focus. But I can tell you that QDiscovery has not, and I've come to learn for certain that XDD has not. And I think together we're going to be a force. So super excited for all of our employees, excited for myself. Bob and team have been really welcoming to everyone here. They're doing it the right way, you know, we're moving forward and we're moving fast, and we're really looking forward to the future.
Well, that's fantastic. And Bob, one of the things our community is most interested in is, you know, will the team stay intact? Will the people that they've been working with, will they still have the same access to them and things like that? Or is this a right-sizing kind of situation?
Well, I think with every transaction, you're looking for the best possible outcome. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, anybody should be concerned about their job on, you know, the Exact side or the QDiscovery side. this is a, we're going through a learning process right now and getting to know the rest of the company. And at the end of the day, as everything comes together, you're likely going to see some reporting structures change a bit. And what we're trying to do is just, you know, work through the efficiencies of two great companies coming together. And the end goal is, how do we come out on the other side with better workflow, better operational efficiencies, a better charge to the market for driving revenues, and customer experience? You know, we've got to continually keep ratcheting that experience up. And it's an effort to streamline both companies coming together as one. And you know, you it takes a while. It's going to be months before we can sit back and say, hey, we've got this figured out, and here's the outcome. This is something that you learn over time, and working with, you know, two companies that know the industry very well, quite frankly, grew up in it. We come into these deals eyes wide open. You check your arrogance at the door, and you go in and you find what's the best fit for both companies. And it doesn't matter who it comes from or which side of the business it comes from. You implement it, and you're looking for the best possible outcome. So it'll be a little while before we can kind of have a finished product, if you will. But we'll figure it out, and I think it's going to be exciting time for everybody, because there's nothing but opportunity ahead for the employees.
Well, that is very exciting, and I really look to you with some of your creative acquisitions with Esquify. We had a nice webinar with Drew the other day, and he couldn't be happier. And then I look at Q with the Evidox addition and the mobile discovery, and XDD with some of the redaction advancements. So both of you are innovating. And is that part of the culture that attracted you, the kind of differentiating in innovation you've both been doing?
Well, I think when you look at other businesses, you're looking for two things. You're looking to scale, or you're looking for scope. And I think the outcome here was a little bit of both. David built a great business. He's got some geographic locations that we're not in, or if we are, we're weak in those areas. This helps strengthen up some existing marketplaces. This helps expand the geographic footprint a bit. And as you mentioned, their proprietary tech, they have a few things in their belt that we don't. So, and when we're looking at a transaction, that's exactly what we're looking for. Is it's not just about being a bigger company and providing more profits. You're also looking at, is there some interesting technology that you can weave into your offering and differentiate yourself even more from the competition? The talent pool that you pick up. The Q Discovery company has 65 employees-ish. And many of them have been in the business for 10, 15, 20, and 25 years. And to find a group that has that much tenure in the space, that's just another big box to check when you're looking for talent. And today, as long as the eDiscovery vertical has been around, I personally think the best talent does come through acquisitions. It's very hard to recruit for it these days. So as we look down into the future, it continues to be about scaling. It continues to be about scope. And when you can grab and expand geographics, pick up a good talent pool, grab some technology, and have a culture that is very similar, it's a home run. And I think we obtained all of that on this transaction.
Well, that's fantastic. And so your clients, the clients of Q, will they continue to communicate with their Q project managers for the duration? And what's your plans for client rollout?
I think the word, using the word duration, I'm not sure if anything would be for the duration as in the long, long term. But I can tell you that in the short term, what we're all going to be focused on is making sure that we're servicing our clients. We've got clients that, you know, love their current project managers, love their service delivery teams. None of that's going to change. It wouldn't make any sense to change any of that. You know, over the long haul, as Bob's mentioned, with, you know, the integration efforts, it'll look differently down the road, but it's going to be better. You know, that's the overall goal. But we're not going to do anything, and especially in the short term, that's going to, you know, affect any kind of service that we're delivering to you know, to clients. That just wouldn't make a lot of business sense. So I think it'll all make sense. It's all pretty logical. We've got a huge talent pool to work from. The more I meet the folks over at XTD, the more I realize how talented they are. And, you know, I'm looking forward to working with them, and, you know, we'll create some really good synergies. We've already had, believe it or not, in the first 2 or 3 days, some success stories with integrating. We've had situations where clients have had a need, and we've had the right resource, you know, on the other side of the fence, and we've already been able to tap into that 2 or 3 different times. So it's exciting to think about going forward and finding all the rest of the synergies that are out there, and I'm sure we're gonna do a good job at that.
Well, that is great. That sounds like part of your culture, the bias towards action, where you're not waiting to, you know, you're not waiting to draw up huge documentation before you start working together. And I think that's fabulous. The other thing that strikes me about this is both of you have the geographic, as you call it, your geographic footprint. You're serving clients in their local markets. Where we've been seeing a move to sort of hands-off SaaS or locationless SaaS. Is that also part of the culture that you found attractive, that you're both like face-to-face with clients?
I think that's a critical part, Mary. I mean, I know that David is very up close and personal with his sales team and the client base. I'm no different. I spent a great deal of my time traveling, thanking our business partners for the time and for the business they send us and the trust that they have in our organization. I don't think personally you can spend enough time in front of your client base. That's really where you learn about the service offering that you have, and, you know, what else do you need to do in order to continue to exceed expectations. The only way, or the best way, to obtain that information is to be in front of them, and I don't think you could spend enough time there.
Excellent. And from our perspective, our very selfish perspective at ASEDS, I know Q, Helen has been writing. You've had some fabulous webinars, and Bob, you've been, you know, you've had Matthew Verga and some of the Bob Loram's wonderful events and timely topics. So we're looking forward to what you're going to create together. To help continue to educate our ASEDS community. Have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think for us, Mary, it's, we've been really focused, I mean, I'd say less focused on sales and more focused on education. So I can only see our webinar offerings and those podcasts continuing to grow. And just really focusing in on areas that people need more information. I mean, for us, if we can, the more time we can spend educating our client base, quite frankly, the easier our job becomes. And it's an area that also is the beginning of building the relationships that are so critical in this industry, as people trust you with their work. And I don't see that slowing down at all. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to be accelerating that side. And that's the one piece that I've always liked about ASEDS. It's about education. It's about certifying your abilities to do your job. And that's something that's been very, very important for Exact Data Discovery. And I see the same resonating within the Q Discovery team as well.
Absolutely. We've so enjoyed the education and the participation at the chapter level, all of the things that both of your organizations have brought to our community, and we're very grateful that you're live and answering questions about what's happening. Do you have any closing thoughts? We'll go to you first, David.
Well, you know, just to reiterate the fact that, you know, I can speak for everybody at Q Discovery and say we feel really great, you know, today. We're on day, whatever it is, day two or day three, but we feel part of the XDD family. They've done it the right way, and we're looking forward to really getting to work. I'm looking forward to working with Bob and the executive team, and, you know, it's time to kind of get all the acquisition stuff behind us and move forward, which, you know, candidly, I think most of us are better at our jobs moving forward than going through some of the stuff that you have to go through to get these things over the finish line. But all in all, it was a smooth process, and getting to know these folks has been terrific, and I'm just looking forward to getting after it.
Well, that's fantastic, David. And Bob, do you have any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I think what you're going to see from the combined company moving forward, Mary, is more of the same. I mean, we're going to continue to push our organic growth, which we've been fortunate enough to continue to grow this business organically year over year. We're going to try to accelerate that growth via acquisition, and our pipeline there is fairly robust, but it's nothing that we're looking to do just to be big. This is acquisitions, as we said earlier, it's so critical to match up the culture and then look at everything else secondary. But we're going to continue to acquire, and we've got our sights on growth outside the U.S. We're always going to continue to innovate and invest back into our business and our people, our technology, and finding ways to grow this business and make it a better place to work, quite frankly, for the people. So I think the future looks bright, and it's exciting, and the more Q discoveries we can find out there, the better it's going to be.
Well, that's fantastic news that you're still looking, and I love that you're looking global. We in the past year, ASEDS has gone global, and the talent and the creativity that we're seeing, and the excitement for e-discovery, or if you want to call it e-disclosure, through the far reaches of the globe is pretty darn amazing. So I think there's definitely green fields around that. And so I just want to thank both of you for spending time with us here on the ASEDS webinar channel with our podcast here, explaining to our community the great culture fit that you found and how you're going to be moving forward in the near term here. We're very, very grateful for all the support you've shown our community. And with that, I will just offer community congratulations to both of you as well. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.